Well, we're speaking this afternoon to Gordy Mackay. Hi, Gordy.
Hello.
Nice to take some time with you.
Thank you.
You recently come back to the Highlands.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and settling in here in Cardathal Christian Centre.
Very much so, yes.
Good. Yeah. And you're, well, tell me, Gordy, the project leader for a project, CAP project?
That's right, yeah. I'm the project coordinator for CAP, which stands for Christians Against Poverty. So in the Highlands, we're setting up a work in partnership with Christians Against Poverty. This is an organisation which was founded about 10 or so years ago. It seeks to try and help people in debt and financial trouble, trying to give them a solution to the problems that they face.
Okay, so is this something that's sort of suddenly appeared from nowhere, or is there a little bit of a history to it?
Yeah, certainly there's been a bit of history with a connection with the Highlands, and in particular Inverness. A few years ago, a couple of our elders got into contact and heard first of all about the organisation Christians Against Poverty, and they were really intrigued as to what they did and were aware of the things they were doing down south of the border. So Christians Against Poverty, as I said, is an organisation that tries to help people in financial problems, and so they try and do that by debt counselling and also by money management courses, by trying to help them to prevent them from getting into debt. So they went to visit Christians Against Poverty, who are based in Bradford. They have a big headquarters down there, and really impressed by the organisation as a whole, the professionalism that they carried out the work with, and also a caring and compassionate side to the Christian ministry. So it's great to sort of couple the two, the professionalism but yet the compassion, to try and help those in need. So that was a few years ago when they went down to that, and then they came back, and at that point the church wasn't ready to take that vision on board. Since then things have progressed, and at this point the church is keen to be involved in partnership with Christians Against Poverty.
Okay, so national initiative, national organisation, and you're keying in at a local level, but not just Cardathal Christian Centre.
No, that's right, yeah. So what Christians Against Poverty, they are very good at the debt counselling and about offering the resources, but they very much see this as a partnership with local churches. So CAP give the professionalism, but then they also enable the local church to reach out in compassion. So that's at a local level. Obviously here in Inverness, you know, we're blessed with lots of good churches which are seeking to reach out to the community. So very much the whole ethos of this project is not just for us as a church called Cardathal Christian Centre to do this on our own, by no means. This is a real citywide approach that we seek to incorporate partnership with other churches. We realise there's lots of folk who are struggling financially, and we can only reach in our church a certain section of that community. But if we work in partnership, you know, we multiply the effect and the outreach potential that we have. And also in terms of resources, you know, this is a project which we seek to, you know, to start, but then to carry on and to develop it, we need to partner with other churches to be able to do that.
Mm. And in that context, you've just had 2 days to introduce some churches.
Yes, as you mentioned earlier, this has sort of been developing over the last few years, and it's amazing, you know, God's been sort of touching different people in different churches. So for a while, other folk have been aware that some other folk in Inverness have been interested. So that culminated a meeting in May this year with about 5 churches who came together to discuss the concept of being able to launch our work with CAP in Inverness. So at that meeting, it was agreed that Cardathal Christian Centre would take the lead, but very much be in partnership with other churches as they sort of saw the vision and came on board. So that was in May, and since we launched the project in September, we've been able to meet with those original churches, but also to spread the net a bit wider to other churches who may not have, at that point, you know, down through the last couple of years, been interested, but who recently have seen the huge potential, especially in the current economic climate, you know, which we see ourselves in, with lots of people under pressure financially, lots of people straining with tight budgets, that, you know, they seek to get involved in that. So yeah, so we've been really encouraged by the response from other churches who see the need as well as we do, and are actively considering being partners.
Okay, well, thanks, Gordy. So that's the background that takes us up to the present. But how does this CAP project work out? I mean, what does it consist of?
Yeah, so as I said, there's a partnership between CAP and local churches. That's seen on the ground in 2 different levels, or 2 stages of partnership. The first stage is where we're at. It's fairly low level commitment, both from CAP and from the church, just to get things off the ground, to give people vision for this type of work. And the first level involves running what we call CAP Money. Now, CAP Money is a 3-week money management course to try and help people get a little bit more used to sort of being able to deal with finances. So typically, the first week you would explore the whole area of budgeting, being able to write a budget, put a budget together, and also being able to stick to a budget, because obviously it's very easy to write one, but that's actually another thing to try and stick to it. So that's the first week. Second week, Cap are very keen to try and move people away from credit cards, from using plastic, to try and purchase things, to get back to cash, to actually see the value of the money, and using cash, you know, there's limits to what you can do, you know, for a credit card, you know, there's, you know, you can go spend as much as is on the limit, but as a cash, you can only spend what you've got in your hand. So keen to emphasise use of cash. And then thirdly, they would sort of try and encourage people to get into a habit of saving, to be able to put money away regularly for those bills and for those things which come up every year, but which you need to set aside for throughout the year. Right. So in essence, that's CAP, you know, it's a 3-week money management course delivered over those 3 sessions.
Who can attend the course?
It's open to, that's the beauty of CAP Money, it's open to anyone who wants it. So, you know, I guess we all have financial pressures in our lives, we all need to balance our income against our expenditure. So really this is very much a resource for anyone who wants to improve the money management and who wants to be able to get a grasp on, a better grasp of what they do with their money, and to really to be, know what's coming in, what's going out, and in a sense to be intentional about that, because I guess a lot of people would like to be better at managing the money, but actually they don't get around to doing that. So this is a really great opportunity for folk to give, you know, 3 nights of in 3 weeks, just to focus in on that those key skills, which are skills for life, you know, being able to use money, to be able to budget. So it's open to anyone. Anyone who would want to improve their money management.
And you've had some training in delivering the course.
That's right, yes. Myself and another member of our church, we've been to the CAP Money training, which CAP as an organisation, they put on training events. So we've undergone the training, so we are now able to deliver the course.
Okay, and you've run some courses?
Yes, we have, yeah. We did the training in September, and the advice we got was just get going, don't wait, you know, just get into it, and you know, it's like anything, you just find your feet and you learn as you go, and very much that's been the case. We started our first course, as I said, a few weeks after we completed the training, with some really willing volunteers from our church, and I guess, you know, said to folk, you know, this is an opportunity to how to better manage your money, and we were really encouraged by the interest and by the uptake. So we started with 15 volunteers in our first course, just to run through the training for ourselves. It was really helpful to be able to deliver it, and so we've been really encouraged by the response from that first course, and then due to the demand we started another one straight away here at Kilduffel. Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned, we're trying to partner with other churches, so through our meetings we've actually started another one at Smithton Free Church. They were keen to come on board and to be involved, so we started on there. So we're in the process of that course. We're about to do our second session tonight, and it's been, again, really great just to see the difference that this can make in folks' lives.
Right, so you've run 2 courses here, you're now running one at Smithton Free Church. They last for 3 weeks. What would be the general responses thus far?
We've been really encouraged by the positive responses, you know, folk. I guess sometimes they come, you know, not knowing exactly what was going to happen, but the overwhelming response has been, this has been something that's been hugely beneficial and hugely worthwhile. And that's, a lot of people, they kind of hear, you know, budgeting or, you know, using spreadsheets, and they kind of understandably get quite nervous, or it's kind of alien concepts to them. But the time and time again, those who have been with the course said, well, it's made simple. And that's the logo, the strapline of CAP Money, is money management made simple. And we really try to do that. You know, it's not rocket science. It's just common sense, some sound financial principles, which will hopefully help people in their lives, you know, as they seek to manage money, which is such an integral part of our lifestyle here.
Okay. Now, I would imagine your courses thus far have been principally with church members, but I would understand your vision would be beyond the church.
Absolutely, yes. As I said, it's Christians Against Poverty. So this is a Christian organisation which tries to help everyone. So it's not just for those in church, it's for anyone who's struggling financially, and we seek to use these great resources which we see in CAP Money to help anyone. And it's very much a way for churches to be able to help in the community. You know, we see so many folk around us who are not in church, but who are experiencing financial pressure, you know, tight budgets. And so this is a great way to be able to care for them and to say, this is a resource we want to share with you and impart to you. And so and up and down the country, you know, there's been, you know, an overwhelmingly positive response, you know, from those outside of church, but who've made that link and who've been able to benefit from the course.
Mm. Now, a small church who might be interested in the scheme, is there a high cost of entry, if I can put it that way?
I guess there's the sort of getting things up and running, which can take a bit of effort from a local church. I guess you can part, you know, there are ways of getting around those high costs, you know, so it doesn't necessarily mean that someone's in a paid position to run it. You know, you can have volunteers, or you could join a partnership with other churches. That's very much what we're seeking to do here in Inverness. You know, it's not about one church going on their own and trying to support it. It's about churches coming together and being able to partner, so each one can put contributing as they can, you know, and being able to use this as a resource, you know, throughout the city.
So in terms of a church that might be interested to connect, is there a financial commitment at the outset?
Depending again on that, how they seek to run it, there's a small set of fee to get the training and to become a partner. But after that, you know, the costs are fairly low in terms of ordering the materials. It's, you know, that's the beauty of the course. You know, there's not a great outlay in terms of, you know, having to train extensively or have lots of workers. You know, you can sort of start it small and then build up.
And you don't need any high tech kit to deliver it.
Well, there's a DVD, so as long as you have facilities to play a DVD, so even a TV with a DVD player, that's really all you need. And then obviously a larger crowd, you know, you'd be better with a projector or things, but certainly that's, you know, not essential to start with.
You mentioned earlier that your first course is 15 people, the second one 10. Is there an ideal number?
Again, you know, it's up to each group and the dynamics that each have. Certainly CAP, say you could run a course from, you know, maybe 6 up to 40 or whatever, but it's again finding your own way in that. Certainly for ourselves, we find, I guess, as we're just trying to find our way ourselves and delivering the course, how best to do that, that 15 was a bit too much. There was, you know, too many folk trying to get in the discussion, so we sort of quite intentionally reduced the number to 10 in the second group, and we find that really that's quite up to optimum for us, just the way we've chosen to run it. So there's plenty of opportunity for folk to contribute, but then folk are not feeling pressured and having to say everything all the time. So
maybe about 5 to 10 might be the...
Yeah, I'd probably go towards the 10, so that's about the right number. So again, less than that, you know, it might be challenging just to keep conversation flowing. But so, yeah, as I say, we're still finding our feet, but 10's about right.
Okay. It sounds very much to me like almost the Alpha Group ethos.
Yeah, similar dynamics, and it's amazing, you know, as the course progresses, you know, folk become more comfortable in sharing and are more at ease with each other. So, yeah, so it does lend itself to those sort of positive group dynamics.
Mm. And in terms of the venue, could it be done in a community centre as easily as...
Yeah, but that's the beauty of CAP Money, is it's very flexible. You know, there are the, you know, the basic workbooks, the DVD, but very much apart from that, you know, you suit it to your situation. So at the moment, just where we are, you know, we're trying to impart the vision to churches. That's where we've run it, but it's very much is the vision of the work here in Inverness to do it in some neutral venues where folk who are not churched are comfortable. So like community centres or local halls, things like that are very much are open. And as I said, even doing it in houses is certainly a viable option.
Mm. And would any church taking this on, would they need extensive training to deliver it?
All they would need is to have the CAP Money training, so that's just a full day down in Bradford, if that's where the training is, or whatever the CAP Money training is being presented. It would just, that would be required, and then just an ongoing time to run the courses.
Now I understand that there's a step beyond the 3-week courses, and there's also some supplementary help and befriendered.
That's right, yes. So as I said, there are two levels of involvement with Christians Against Poverty as an organisation for our local church. So the first level, as I said, is fairly low commitment, is running the CAP Money. So that's a great way just to get used to doing this sort of thing, even just giving the vision for your local church and for those round about. Then the second level of involvement is running a full debt counselling centre. So that would be when folk have crippling debts and they're not coping, they can't meet the repayments. That's when the debt counselling centre comes into its own. So you would deal one-on-one with those who want help. You would come and you would help them. You'd, you know, get an idea of their financial situation, and then you would liaise with CAP headquarters in Bradford, and then to sort of work out a feasible budget. And CAP, as an organisation, would then liaise with the creditors, with those who are loaned money, to try and work out a reasonable repayment schedule. And often is the case, as soon as CAP become involved, the financial institutions have an instant agreement to stop charging more interest. So as soon as a CAP is acting on behalf of a client, interest has stopped, and then it's a really trying to work out the manageable way to repay the debts.
So CAP nationally have formed relationships with the major money lenders.
Yeah, that's one of the beauties of CAP. They're, as I've said, you know, they're a really professional organisation. They take this very seriously, and they want to do this to the very best of their ability. So a lot of the people working at CAP, they are dedicated to working with one financial institution, one bank, one credit card company, and so they are named, you know, on first name terms with those in high positions in these companies. So as soon as CAP approach these organisations, there's an instant recognition that this is a reputable company they're dealing with. This is people who want not only the best for the clients, but also want a reasonable and a fair settlement. So there's a real recognition of CAP in the financial industry. And not only that, it's incredible actually that the last 2 years running, CAP as an organisation have won Times Small Business of the Year, which is no mean feat, you know. And so for a Christian organisation, we're really excited that they're not only trying to reach out, they're not only trying to care and show compassion, but they're doing that in a professional way, which is recognised by many in the secular world.
And at a local church level, I mean, apart from doing the course, is there any other help offered to those who might come?
Yeah, so that's, again, one of the ways we seek to reach out to communities. Obviously, those in debt, you know, are those suffering financial pressure, are, you know, and can be going through really hard times. So we have there's a befriender system as well as doing the debt counselling. So churches who are keen to be involved would have people who'd be available to be befrienders. So not necessarily to be involved in the financial dealings, but just to show practical love. So be there at a crisis moment when all they need is someone to talk to, or maybe they need a hand going shopping, or various things, you know, as needs come in each individual situation, that the befriender would be there to get alongside, to get to know them, and just to show real practical love. And that way, you know, that's probably one of the crucial aspects of the work of CAP, is that they're able to show compassion and love to people in such a practical and meaningful way.
Okay, and is there going to be an official launch, or maybe it's happened?
Well, I've been commissioned personally, so I've technically come on staff at the church just for oversight and for accountability. So I was commissioned at the start of September. So we're ongoing, but as and when the full debt centre opens in, we would certainly want to have a big launch just to raise the profile further in the city.
And I guess that'll be into the new year sometime.
Yes. The earliest we would potentially do that would be April, but there's lots of things to happen before then, and us as a church here at Clonduthel, we need to make those decisions as a congregation, and then those who partner with us, that would all need to be done. So we're not there yet, we're working towards it, and we're keen to see the work grow in advance, but just as and when that happens.
And presumably part of the groundwork will be making contact with local agencies, local authorities.
Yes, very much so. Again, that's, you know, we're keen to make this a citywide project, so not just citywide in terms of churches, but in terms of other agencies. So we're keen to develop links with other agencies who are involved in the sort of debt counselling and financial help. But we want to do that after we've consolidated our partnerships with the church, so we don't go to these agencies just on our own as Clonduthel Christian Centre, trying to do our own little thing. That's, again, not what we're about. We want to go to these agencies saying, we come as a partnership of churches across 4 or 5 denominations, we've got a heart to reach out, and we want to be involved in a meaningful and a real way. And so we're purposely trying to think through carefully how we do that, but that's sort of evolving and developing as we speak.
Okay, well, that sounds great, Gordy. If there were a church interested, what would they do? Contact me,
yes. So our church website, it's got details of how you can get in touch with me, or go to the CAP Money website to find out more.
Great, well, yeah. That sounds very exciting, Gordy, and a very timely project.
Absolutely, yes. So. No, we're excited, and I guess we're conscious of God's timing and all of it in the years that have gone on in developing this, that we're finally here and we're able to get started. So it's hugely exciting, and we're just expecting as to what God will do through this ministry.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Gordy, for the time and every blessing in the work.